and Orchards and the radio station and so much more, the one and only Professor Louie.
Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning, Rick. Really appreciate it, and appreciate everybody at KZE who listens to the station. It's just a fantastic station and a great way to know what's going on.
Well, thanks a lot, and you help us be award-winning, Louie.
Yeah, we're award winners. That's really quite an honor for sure.
Yeah, so congratulations to you and Professor Louie's Woodstock Rockin' Review, which is on from 5 to 7 every Saturday night. How do you do it? How do you keep up with your rock and roll lifestyle, recording, producing, putting out records, playing live shows, and doing your radio show? How do you do it?
A lot of coffee.
All right.
It's the only way. It's the only way to do it. You keep drinking coffee and keep your head down. That's a good
secret
right
speaking
there.
On behalf of the rest of the folks who work here, we have a common affection for coffee, and I believe we should be sponsored by a coffee company. Like, why are we not drinking their coffee and sponsoring them?
Well, we should.
We got to work on this.
Got to definitely work on that.
We'll so if you're listening out there, we could use an up and running morning blend like we used to have with J.B. Peel coffee.
That's great, Rick. Well, I'm glad you're on. Rick, that's why the station's happening, because you're on it, for
sure. Yeah, I'm trying to just keep it all together. So also joining us in the studio is our friend Adam, who's on in the middays.
Morning.
And we may recruit Brian in here, too, because he's looking through the window, just checking us out.
Might
so
well.
We'll take him in.
It certainly is a good team you got here.
So, Louie, before we get to any other business, the most important thing is you have a gig tomorrow at Hardiman Orchards in Red Hook. Now, we are honored that Professor Louie and the Chromatics are doing a local gig. So this is right in all of our backyards, and folks, it's not too far from anywhere to drive to. And yearly, you've been playing at Hardiman Orchards Barn. This is like 4 or 5 years in a row.
Absolutely. Well, it's the best barn show around.
And that's a great place for a barn dance.
A great place for barn dance.
A
bun
dance.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place for a bun dance.
And John Hardiman's been keeping a lot of live music going. I see he's got a great lineup this year. And we got to get people out there to keep supporting this live music.
It's true. And I can say personally that I know John is a lover of good music, and everything he books on his series at Hardiman Orchards, Music in the Barn, is top-notch, dynamite, and you'll never get to see it anywhere else. Well, maybe Professor Louie you'll get to see somewhere else, or Tim O'Brien. But for the most part, a lot of the stuff that comes in comes and it goes, and if you don't catch it, you missed it. So you don't want to miss out tomorrow night. At what time are you starting?
It's 7 o'clock. It's an early show, which is really nice, because you can get home in a decent hour, and you can get to bed and get to bed by midnight. You know,
why would you want to do that though?
Yeah,
well, certain people like doing it. I got some people say to me, boy, it's awfully late, you know. So but 7 o'clock is a nice time to start a show, so everybody can come get some dinner here in Red Hook, go to your favorite restaurants at 4 or 5 o'clock.
And it's funny because there's a school of thought like, yep, we're not starting till 10 because nobody goes out till 9. And then the other school is, you know, I'd like to be home by 8:30.
Well, you know, before DWI was so severe, it was different. But now it's always good driving out there, not too late. But come on at 7, and you could do some dancing, you could do some listening. And the other thing that's special about the show is we have the horn section read by Dan Short, the Woodstock Horns. And, you know, Dan Short is one of the educators of our area, so not only are you supporting Hardiman's and us, you're supporting the education of music education.
Where does he teach?
He's right now down in Highland Schools. But his father, you know, taught in the Kingston School District for years, Dan Short. So they've been teachers for 30, 40 years. They have clinics up in Ithaca, New York. They have clinics here. Dan Short is just a fantastic baritone sax player.
And he plays with taste and reserve. He never squashes anyone, never steps over anyone's lines. And when it's his turn to play, man, can he play.
He's very good. We got him on the new record and got the whole horn section, the Woodstock Horns, from the Kingston chapter. We got a lot of different chapters of horn sections. And so they're going to be there tomorrow. And, you know, you don't hear these horn charts anywhere, because I still have the original horn charts that Alan Toussaint wrote and Howard Johnson wrote, Tom Bones Malone wrote, Gary Burke wrote. You know, some just for us and some for the band, some for the blues. So they're really special.
Now, there's some other charts that I was privileged to see. Actually, you and Larry Packer writing out the charts as I sat at the little kitchen table with you.
That's right.
And that's that right. Fascinates me. You guys were pulling notes out of thin air and going, yep, this is how it should be. You weren't playing any trumpets.
It's the best way to do it. You know, our new record has all these fellas. And also playing with us is Todd Myhan on the guitar, who is a fantastic guitar player. He's been traveling all around for us, and he's just sounding better and better.
He puts all the right notes in all the right places.
He does.
He plays with a great tone. He's got a flexibility in his playing, and he fits the bill for every song you present to him.
He really works hard at it to make it work. And Frankie C on bass, Frank Campbell, you know,
the
you
legendary.
Legendary. He's getting more legendary by the moment as we speak.
We love that.
And then we got Eric Puente, who's a new addition for us.
Who's that?
That's the drummer. We played a bunch of festivals together.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, I saw him with this other act, Sloan Wainwright.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, you know, because we've been using Dan Hickey since Gary couldn't do it anymore. And I said, maybe you want to hit the road with this. And he's been a great road drummer, and he's really learned the material. He's great. And then, of course, Puente is a great drumming name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Miss Marie on the lead vocals and singing.
Is he related to the Puentes?
Well, in a distant way, yes, he is. He's a drummer.
Okay.
I have a question for you,
yes.
Louis. When we were talking earlier before we got on the mics here, and when you're touring as you are this summer, and you hire, right, or include local horn players?
Yes, we do.
Rather than traveling with everybody. So, and when they get your charts, what are their typically their response to you? Like somebody
very good charts. Because the one thing we ask before we hire a horn section or talk to people about it is that they have to be good readers. Mm. And once we know they're good readers, then once they see the charts, they're really well done.
Yeah, I don't read music. I feel music. Can I play?
As a horn player, you have to read, otherwise you can't work most of the time. And that's where the music education comes in. But so that's usually the response. Is the horn charts are good, and they enjoy playing them. And of course, we're playing a lot of our own original music and the classic band songs and some classic blues. And so that, you know, everybody's pretty well aware that music is, you know, going to be around forever.
So tomorrow night with the Woodstock Horns at Hardeman Orchards, and the Woodstock Horns are joining you in the studio as well. You got something new on the way, Louis?
We got a new record coming out in January and or February, and what we decided to do was use a couple of the horn sections that have been playing with us that are in close range. Like we got the Scranton horn section that plays with us a lot when we're in Western New York or going to Pennsylvania. So I asked them to come to the studio, and then we got Dan Short's Woodstock Horns. So we got 8 horn players on the record.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Trick them and do like a Dixieland thing and be like, everyone solo.
Well, you know, we'll do that live for sure. And then we also, you know, asked all the guitarists that have worked with us over the years, John Patani and Vito and Todd on the record. And Larry Packer, of course, is on the record. So I really wanted to make sure we keep that for history's sake.
Really quick, in the Chromatics legacy, how's John Patani doing?
John Patani's doing great.
How's Gary Burke doing?
Gary's holding in really well. You know, he's hanging out. This guy's pretty much, except for maybe a gig once in a while John takes with Van, he's pretty much off the road, and Gary also is pretty much off the road. But they're still helping us make the records, and they're still, once you're Chromatic, like everybody here, you're always a Chromatic.
Yeah.
Like a jet.
Even
but
better.
The Hardman Show at 7 o'clock, come on down tomorrow, and you got to really support this live music, and also it's nice to support people who are trying to reach out a little bit, you know, musically speaking.
It's true. He's putting a lot on the line, and all we can do is suggest that people come out, but we can't make you. So that choice is up to you. So take our advice and go out, enjoy a great night of live music, and support local live music. The professor lives locally, even though he travels around the world and plays. He's a local act. This is a local gig. And yes, they would love your support. So would John Hardiman. You can always have a great bite to eat. They have almost a complete bar there and great beverages, whether they're alcoholic or not, and goats.
And goats, right? The goats are important.
Pet a goat.
And you can walk outside. You know, it's not too many venues you can go to
yeah.
where they allow you to walk outside during yeah. the show or not. And we don't mind people having a good time and enjoying themselves.
No, there's a smoking section that is underneath some apple trees. And there are apples doing their thing right above your head. And it just smells beautiful. So and the sound is great. Yes, Adam?
I'm sorry, Rick. But I was just going to say, if you ever take a bite into a cider donut and it tastes a little smoky, you know where it came from.
You're absolutely correct.
Hardman's Donuts. I always walk out with a bag. The other thing is, and this is very true and really important, the price to get in is really reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much does it cost, Louis?
I hate to quote it. We'd have to look, but it's usually around $25 or $30.
Yeah, sometimes $25. Less.
Yeah, I think if you probably went and said, look, I want to pay this, they'd probably say, okay.
Yeah.
I can't speak for John, but... You know, it's not like going to a show where it's costing you $350 a ticket and all you're doing is watching a screen.
But the experience is 10 times the value of $350.
Well, you're right in there because sometimes we play these shows and we go, especially when we go in the bigger cities, and people pay a lot of money and they're just watching us on this big screen. You're not really seeing the band, you know, and it's cool, you know, but it's not the same as, and also... By the barn there, the acoustics are good. You can hear the sound off of the stage. So you're part of the surround sound of the show.
It is true. You are in the center of almost a U at Hardiman Orchards.
Yeah, and so
the stage is in the center. There's a dance floor in the center. Tables on the left and right. And towards the back is a bar area. And you can just walk outside and hang out by the goats or maybe by the grill. But it's a great place to be, and I'm looking forward to seeing Professor Louie and the Chromatics tomorrow night at Hardiman Orchards on Route 199 in Red Hook.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. We're looking forward to playing anytime.
Well, we love that. And keep up the good work, Louie. And
thank you
for being part of Team KZE and delivering Professor Louie's Woodstock Rockin' Review every Saturday at 5 o'clock. I always hear some great things about your show, Louie.
Oh,
somebody
that's nice.
Always says something great, like, did you know that Louie played this? And then tells me who it is, which I can't just recall right now. But it's always something that I go, huh? Like UE Piano Smith or something.
And oh yeah.
I'm just like, well, that's the professor. He wouldn't be the professor unless he taught you something.
Well, you know what's nice that we do too is I talk about the radio show everywhere we go. Mm. Even if we're, you know, overseas or Canada, wherever. So people start listening to my show. From, let's say, we got it in Arizona, and then they start listening to the station. Said, you know, this is the best station we have on our radio. Because you can do it through the internet. So that's what's really nice.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate what you do. And thanks for helping spread the word. And thanks for winning a Crown of Grammy, Louie.
Yeah. This has been a big award-winning year for me.
Yeah. Well, we love that. Well, keep them coming and keep up the good work. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Hardiman Orchards. Now, Adam, what do you got in store tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night,
it's going to Hardman's.
Going to Hardman's Orchard. Music in the barn. I mean, what am I going to say after all that? For God's sake!
I was just making sure you were on the spot.
I'm picking you up.
What time? It starts at 7.
Got to be there by 6:30.
Okay.
Want to get a good seat, man?
Yeah.
Prime
table. Maybe we'll get there early and pester the goats.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the only places you can sort of use the restroom and have a conversation with a goat.
Just don't put your cocktail down near the goats. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm grateful for any opportunity to thank John Hardiman for all that he does.
Yes.
And I look forward to, because really what you're talking about is world-class musicians, and I'm not just, you know, kissing up Louie here,
but
I do believe that, and world-class sound and a world-class experience in a local
venue
a barn, exactly, with the aforementioned goats. So I'm looking forward to the point where people are going to just say, oh, it's Hardiman, whatever he does there, we can expect a great
There's a show on this let's Friday. Go. Let's go to Hardiman.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. And affordable, not $125 a ticket for another barn show.
Yeah. And intimate is better, and more live music is better. Bumper stickers should be issued. I'm just putting that out there for Neil Young. Thanks, Louie. For being here and joining us, and you sticking around for a while?
I am going to stick around. I'm going to take a break. I don't bug you too much.
No, I'm going to take a break and play some words from our sponsors, and you'll hear the illustrious voice of John Hardiman right now. Stay here. 98.1 KZE, a very special KZE Listener Appreciation Day. Thank you. You hear that? Sounds like